Okay, Bathurst this weekend, the great race, and it's Holden v Ford at Mount Panorama for the last time, with the Camaro coming in next year along with the Mustang, so the Gen 3 cars. In fact, Dick Johnson today is going to unveil the Gen 3 Mustang. So it's an emotional weekend there at Mount Panorama, and joining us is from Brad Jones Racing to drive the Commodore this weekend. His co-driver will be Andre Heimgartner in the number 8 car there. $21 to win the $1,000 on Sunday, $6 to reach the podium. Dale Wood, who ran 6th last year with Nick Percat, is joining us. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Those odds, I'll be putting my house on that one.
Oh, I love it. Love the confidence. That's what we want. Yeah, well, what did you learn from last year, Dale? Because it was a race that you attacked with a knee injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year was a weird one. For me, I went into the event not in a great condition, and I probably gritted the teeth and just didn't really let on too much of how bad it was. But, I stuffed my leg up a couple of weeks prior, but this year, don't worry, we've got 3 amazing legs working, and I'm ready for the big dance. So no, we're really good this year.
Dale, what about these? The forecast, the weather conditions. Does that affect, I guess, preparation more than anything else? And do you change tactics based on that?
Yeah, massively. We had a big team meeting yesterday, so and it is. It is something that we talk about, and it changes the way. I mean, coming up here, I don't know why, naturally you think, okay, it's going to be sunny. We're sort of, you know, heading towards, you know, middle of spring, and this sort of area, it should be pretty nice. So we do think that we're going to hit the track. It's going to be all sunny, and then you start in your own mind and the team, we start sort of talking about what sort of preparation it is. And when we look at the forecast, when we sat down yesterday, we're like, throw all that out the door, because it's going to be very different. So, I mean, in some aspects now, there's only so much you can learn in the wet. The wet really is something that comes from driver confidence. It comes from, and what also comes with that is high risk. So you really just want to be careful about what it is you're doing throughout the lead up and in the practice sessions, and just positioning yourself to be as strong as you can on the Sunday. But like I say, when you're in these conditions, the risk is a lot higher, and we don't need a bent car prior to Sunday's race.
Dale, this is probably a silly question, but do some drivers prefer the wet over the dry?
No, it's not silly at all. There is, if you talk about the talk up and down pit lane is always those key people that are really strong and that seem to always perform well in the wet. And I don't know what, I'm not really sure what that comes from. I mean, traditionally you have a look at the New Zealanders, and luckily I'm with one of them, Andre Heimgartner. In their junior years, they do lots and lots of wet racing because, you know, that New Zealand is regularly hit with rain. So they're often really good. So if we talk about the good guys, you've got Shane Van Gisbergen, Andre Heimgartner, and Chas Mostert. There are probably 3 in particular, Chas not being a New Zealander, but 3 that you look at and go, they're really strong and they just seem to always perform in the wet. And why that is, I'm not sure. They just have that confidence to sort of throw the car around, allow the car to slide underneath you and still have a pretty good feel of what sort of grip the car's got.
Hence your confidence, considering Andre Heimgartner's recent form as well. He's coming off a double podium there in the supercars round in New Zealand.
Yeah, they've found it's like any sport, motorsport as well. You want to get on board when that momentum is really rolling. And at the moment, Andre's new to the team for this year. The engineer has been put up into a role that he's really enjoying, and so everybody there has got this great sort of role and great momentum going, and for me, obviously, I couldn't be happier coming in, and I've had a lot to do with this team over the years, and it's a ripping place. They're based out of Albury, so I'm a bit of a country boy, and they're all the whole crew there are very much have that sort of family country feel as well. So outside of the car, I love the environment there, and then obviously, in the car, most important is I'm with a bloke that's in fine form, so it means that I've got to step up and do my job as well as I can as well.
I know you're going to have a really good car to win it, Bathurst, Dale, but how much does tactics play a role? And in particular, because I watch it every year, and from a novice, and I love watching Bathurst every year, I say, stay out of trouble. Just stay out of trouble early, and then you'll be right and get into the race. When you build your game plan for Bathurst, how do you go about doing that?
I reckon it's changing every year at the moment. Like, what we used to see, and This is my 15th. So, you know, back at the start, it was all about stay out of trouble and, you know, and probably don't drive to 100%. You know, it's like build up all day, but it's not really like that now. I feel like it's a 1,000-kilometre sprint race. It's,
wow.
Everybody is, the cars are so finely tuned and they perform so well, you know, and the drivers, myself, I'm in a car all year in a Porsche, so I'm pretty race fit, if you like, and familiar with it. And Andre's the same. He's in that car as a regular driver. So it's very much now about going at, virtually going at 100% all day long and just getting those 1%ers right. Don't stuff up. Don't come into pit lane and at 41 kilometres an hour. Come into pit lane at 39 kilometres an hour, because it's all those little things that put you behind the eight ball so badly, you know, so quickly. So, I don't know. At the moment, I really think it's all about just making sure all those little procedures you do so well, because I've been, you know, over the years, I was with Todd Kelly and bits and pieces, and with 10 laps to go, you're sitting pretty thinking we're going to be on a podium, and just one slip up or, you know, one wrong move and it puts you back down and you finish outside of the 10. So, yeah, anything can happen over this day.
It's amazing, isn't it, with Bathurst? You could go through it with nothing happening, and then that last hour, everything happens.
I swear they've put a kangaroo on track with 20 laps to go. last year we had an albino kangaroo and we had an echidna, so who knows what they've got up their sleeves this year. But, yeah, definitely. And it's what it's all about. I mean, I think sometimes drivers and everything forget that it is a show. This is all about the audience, and there'd be nothing worse than watching a car race for 161 laps of cars just circulating around, all spread apart, and crossing the finish line. I mean, that's bad for ratings. So very often I think people forget that. So there's nothing more than the race director. He sits up there with 20 laps to go. He's like, what can I do here to throw a safety car to make this an exciting finish? So you just have to always be prepared for that and expect that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Dale, and you mentioned the entertainment. It must be a nice feeling knowing it's going to be absolutely packed again. COVID the last few years and all sorts going on, but there's no doubt there will not be a spare seat in the house.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome, but I am a little bit disappointed. I mean, for the driving side of things, we don't care about the rain. It is what it is, and we're all tackling the same thing. But I hate this. I probably just hate this weather for the crowd, because in 2020, I was saying last night, I flew in from doing 2 weeks quarantine at Darwin. I drove with Rick Kelly, and I remember each night we'd drive around the track, and there literally was not a person there. It was really unbelievable. And this year, of all years, with Murph coming back in and, you know, Lowndes potentially being his last, who knows, but that sort of thing, I thought this one is just going to be absolutely massive. And that's what, again, that's what we want, and it's all about the show. But you've got to be a pretty passionate individual to stand out there for 4 days, or to be in your tent with wet socks and wet jocks and you know, be able to enjoy it. So I just hope it doesn't deter the crowd.
We're speaking with Dale Wood from Brad Jones Racing, and Dale, I guess you'll feel the emotion as well around the track driving a Holden this weekend. The last time we'll see a Holden at Bathurst.
Yeah, it's absolutely a bizarre thing. I kind of find it hard to get my head around, because I was around when all the different, I've been around when the different models have come about. I've got an old Holden sitting at home that I love in the shed and all that sort of thing. And then to think that that's sort of slipping away from this sport is really big. So I think what you got to look at is, how do they make this exciting, and how do they get this passion, you know, amongst your Ford and Holden fans, which we've seen for years? What's the next thing? What do we bring in to keep that passion in the sport? Is it the love for the drivers, or is it love for the different brands on the cars and the teams? But it is it's a very odd feeling to think that this is the last time, you know, we'll be driving a Holden around Mount Panorama.
And you mentioned some names earlier, but I guess Shane Van Gisbergen and Garth Tander, the obvious as far as, you know, the top rivals for you are concerned, but who else do you expect to be right up there?
There's always those obvious ones. Absolutely. Garth and Shane, I think you've just got two guys there that are at top of their game in the way their race craft and their speed. And then I'm a co-driver, and I look at what I'm up against in other co-drivers, and it's crazy to think that this year Jamie Wincup is a co-driver. So, you know, that's a guy that's only just out of, he's probably one of the best we've ever seen. I think he's, you know, arguably one of the best we've ever seen, and now we call him a co-driver. So the combinations out there are massive. It's honestly, it's I think just with this weather, it really is anybody's show. Though it can all turn on its head pretty quickly, and I think of all years, this is the year we could maybe see a roughie get up.
Yeah, right at the start, you said that with confidence that those odds take them. So you genuinely, your team, you think you can win this race on Sunday?
I think the ingredients are there. I'd probably feel better about this one than maybe I ever have. I think that there's a lot of great things going on there at Brad Jones Racing, and it's that same thing you've seen it in AFL. If you've got everybody working together with a great positive attitude and a good level of confidence, then anything's possible. And I do think that that is the case with the team I'm at the moment. So, but we can crap on all day and something might go wrong. We might hit an albino kangaroo on lap 10 and it'll be all over. So, who knows? But I do think that we're as good a chance as anybody else at the moment.
Well, Dale, really appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy and good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.